You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Seven people are running for the city of Boise's top job, and because it is such a crowded field, that leaves open the possibility that no one will get a supermajority of the vote come Election Day next month. So if that happens, it would be history-making, prompting the city's first-ever mayoral runoff election. With us live in studio today to talk about the mayor's race is Dr. Jasper LaCalzi. He is professor at the College of Idaho and author of the book Idaho Politics and Government. Good to have you on the show.
Always good to be here.
Okay, let's talk about the number of candidates in the race, because there's a lot.
I get confused how many.
You still have enough fingers to count.
Barely,
right. Usual, unusual to have this many.
Yeah, I think it's unusual, especially to have, I mean, there's always a few fringe candidates,
right. But
there's really, I would say three, and depends on what you think about Brent Coles, possibly four who are legitimate candidates, who are not completely fringe candidates. But to have three significant candidates is odd, because typically you have one who is, even though this is nonpartisan, there'll be one who's a Republican and one who's a Democrat. What's really different with this is you basically have two Democrats and one Republican. The Republican being Arnold, and then Beter and McClain, the two Democrats. So that's what's rare, and that's where I think the odds of getting the runoff comes out, mm-hmm. because it's not a typical Republican, typical Democrat, and a few fringe people. It's three significant campaigns out there.
So why do you think so many people put their hat in the ring?
It doesn't cost much. You can get just five names and you can get in there. But I think when it comes to Arnold, she's representing kind of the Republican in there. But I think McClain is something that they're looking at. Beter has been there for a long time. They feel there might be, I call it Beter fatigue, that he's been there for so long that people are just tired of him. They feel and see, it's one thing when you've been in office a long time, you tend to make enemies because you're making decisions, and always when you make a decision on anything, it's going to cause
you can't make everybody happy,
right? And they're always going to remember that more than the people who you make happy. So I think there's some who think that maybe it's time that Beter's ready to lose. Thing is, he hasn't. I mean, he gets 60-some percent all the time.
Okay, so let's talk about this though. This whole idea of, you know, Beter's time has gone, right? Mm-hmm. He's been in office. What, he was elected in 2004,
three,
and took office in 2004,
right?
Exactly. Okay, so, but 25% of the population in Ada County has moved here in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And they have moved here for a better life and all of this. And then put on top of this, could Boise be on more lists should move here, best this, best that? If you have 25% of your population who is happy with the way Boise is, and they've only been here in the last 5 years, this idea of your incumbent times being his time being passed doesn't really jive.
No, and I think that's a lot of it. I think you ask people, for the most part, I don't know how many even know Beter's the mayor. We were talking about that.
Yeah, but you got to get people to get out and vote first.
And do you like what's going on in Boise? Now they do. Oh, there's starting to be too much congestion. There's some things with housing and stuff, but they're like kind of good problems to have. It's better than. You look at some of our rural towns and such here where there's nobody there. But I think one of the issues you have with this type of race is local elections, people don't come out to vote. I mean, you get 20, maybe 25%. So a candidate who can really motivate, get a lot of their enthusiasm amongst people who are supporting them, that can go a long way. Now, Beter historically has had a lot of support. He's had an organization since the Foothills Levy and such, way back when. So these are people who are tied into the political scene, who will vote, who are used to voting for him. So it's interesting. There's two different types, kind of the more traditional establishment, kind of an insurgent-like. And we won't know till the next day.
So let's talk about how the process works, because you have to get the supermajority.
Or just regular majority. 50%.
50%.
50%.
Okay, so you get 50%, and those odds go down when you've got three, potentially four, putting Brent Coles in that mix.
Yeah, getting more in there. So you get – and Boise's had this on the books for a while. And it's only been – it's only had a runoff once, and that was for city council in 2003, which is after when Beter first got elected. And I think most people hated it so much that they got rid of it. But they got rid of it for city council and not for the mayor. So it's still hung around for the mayor. And no one's done it a long time. The Ada County, they're looking at, how do we even run this thing? We have to do a runoff. It has to be within 30 days.
Of the election.
Of the first election. So that runs you into the beginning of December. We have a late Thanksgiving this year. So the way I was looking at it, if you're going to do it at a Tuesday and as late as possible, it's either the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which is awful because so many people are off and away, or the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which isn't much better. So if we're going to have low turnout when it's an actual election day, people know to vote, then you have the, unless there's so much enthusiasm about it, I don't know, people are thinking about turkey and Christmas, and they don't.
It's reality.
Yes.
We're talking with Dr. Jasper Lacalze. He's professor at the College of Idaho, author as well as author of the book, Idaho Politics and Government, talking about the upcoming Boise mayor's race. So let's go back to 2003. When Beter was elected.
We remember back then.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
The two of us.
Where we were doing this. So this was when Beter first ran, and he ran against Von Killeen and Chuck Winder.
Yes.
And that was the last time that I heard of there's going to be a runoff.
Yes.
And this was something that I think that everyone just assumed there would be a runoff.
And there wasn't, and that's what's surprising. Right. And I think some of it was that I think Killeen and Winter split the vote more. They were more the Republican side and similar, and that let Beter get in. But it was still I think that was really the beginning, because remember Brent Coles, he's basically Republican too. That was a real change where you go, wow, Boise's like becoming Democratic, and if anything, it's getting more so that way. But I would not be surprised if there's not a runoff. I mean, all us junkies we were talking about, political junkies, we'd like to see that stuff. But I could see Beter winning again.
I was going to say,
rolling over everybody.
If you're a betting man, I mean, possibility of a runoff or not.
Yeah. I think, I guess, there's like five possibilities, and I think they're all legitimate possibilities. I think Beter can win on his own, just without the runoff. I think McLean's got a chance of doing that, too. I mean, she has a lot of people who are enthusiastic about her and get low enough turnout. I think there could be a runoff between Beter and McLean. I think there could be a runoff between Arnold and Beter or Arnold and McLean. So I think there's five different scenarios out there, and I don't think they're all equal, but I think they all have a legitimate chance that that could happen.
And this is what's so fascinating about it, is because you normally don't get things like this happening, at least in local government, here.
And in other places in the South and such, they do runoffs all the time because they have this type of thing. What I find especially interesting, too, it's going to be a lot of personalities about this, especially with Beter and McLean. By their positions and the issues, there's really not much difference between them. He appointed her to the city council, so he must agree with her with a lot of things. So you're not going, they're so different as far as how they would run city. I mean, she'll talk about, I want more transparency, which is everybody who's outside of government always says that until they get in, and then they say, oh, no, you can't see the sausage making and such. So there's some real fine lines here and there where they're different, but for the most part, they're the same, so I don't know how you choose.
What about the fact that McLean recently got a pretty big endorsement from the conservation voters of Idaho, because Beter has gotten that in the past?
And I don't see that on based by the issues so much either. The conservation voters for Idaho are a very interesting group. I know people who've been working there before. And they often try to endorse people that they want to see if they can have an effect or not. And because if they endorse Beter, okay, wow, and he wins, you know, big deal, he was going to win it. They endorse her and she wins, I think they can say, look, we were the cause of that. So I think there's as much political going on with some of these endorsements than anything else.
How much do endorsements really matter?
It I think they can because there's so little information that's out there besides your show and a little bit. People don't know that much about this, so it's hard for them to make a decision. Throw on top of it that it's nonpartisan, so you can't just go walking in there and say, I'm Republican, I'll vote for the Republican, or I'm Democrat, I'll vote for the Democrat. You have to actually do some research and find things out. So if the endorsements, it depends on how much those are endorsing are really pushing that out and going to their members and such, but again, it's so hard to tell anything on an election like this because so few people actually show up. Maybe I'm wrong, and there's going to be this giant groundswell of people coming out to vote, but I doubt it.
We can always hope, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, depending upon how I hear from some people, I'd rather they stay home. But that's a bad. I'm the shouldn't.
No, get out and vote. Come on, Jasper. People need to get out and vote. So. You've given these five scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is, in your mind, is the most likely? Pick one.
If I had to, you know, you're going to twist my arm.
I am.
Ow, stop.
Not until you give me an answer.
I would say Beter wins without a runoff. I mean, again, the organization, the people have been working with him for so long. The type of people who support him are the people who come out. All the time. They know him. They trust him. If I had to say, that would be it. I know everyone wants to run or to have more fun. We were talking about beforehand, but
no, by election day, media wants it over.
Yeah.
You want it over.
No, but you want to start it up again.
All right.
Give us something else to do.
Gives us something to do over the holidays.
Yeah.
We should note you will be here with us the day after election day to break everything down.
No matter what happens.
And
if Beter doesn't win outright and it is a runoff or something,
this.
We're not going to play this will get erased somehow, right?
And we should note there are other elections going on.
Yeah, all the city council.
The city council, but also Meridian has a mayor's race going
There's
on.
School boards up there, too, which, and I always like to say, people always know about the national elections and all that stuff, but they don't have anywhere near as much of an effect on your life as the city and school boards. You pay a lot of taxes, a lot of people, unless you're very rich, you pay more taxes, your property taxes, to the city, county, and school district than you do to the national government. So, and everything from your sewer, your water, your roads, everything. This is all local government. If you're going to vote at any time, this is the one to do it.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Jasper. Always good to have you with
us.
Our guest today, Dr. Jasper Lacalze, professor at the College of Idaho and author of the book, Idaho Politics and Government. Been talking about the race for mayor in Boise, and we do promise you we will be looking at other races before the election. We will take a deep dive into the Meridian mayor race as well. Up next, delving into an Idaho land board decision that could affect property taxes. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.